your fault. Baby, it's not mine. Not chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to play out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, be no doubt when you see you are. Grass make dab in the middle of it. Grass make dab in the middle. We are grass make dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. And we're going to start off the program with an interview that Sean Hannity had recently, last Wednesday, with Jennifer Bridges. And she's the nurse down in Houston that's leading this demonstration and this rally that's coming up tomorrow, Saturday. June 26th, down in front of the Houston Methodist Hospital. So it's going to be the morning, somewhere 9:30, 10:30, 11. So if you want to come down there and support her, do that. I'll be down there, and Alex Jones is coming in from Houston to speak and support her fully. And we're going to be playing an interview that Alex had with Jennifer earlier last week. But we're going to start off first with this interview that Hannity had just recently about what she's doing, and she was with her attorney. So this gives us an idea of some of the latest, what's going on in her legal battle against Houston Methodist. Here we go next with that.
We are learning tonight that a total of 153 workers at Houston Methodist Hospital have either resigned or have been fired because they refuse to get vaccinated, citing the fact that the vaccine is only authorized for emergency use. Now, the workers filed a lawsuit this spring. It was dismissed by a federal judge. In my opinion, that should never have been dismissed. The group is rightly appealing this decision. Joining us now with what's next, Jennifer Bridges. She was fired. She was terminated from the hospital. Her attorney is with us as well, Jared Woodville. I want to, first of all, thank you for being with us. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank
Jennifer,
you.
I'm sorry
thank
that you got
you.
Fired. Now, I want our audience to know, I wouldn't ask this question if I didn't have your permission to ask it ahead of time. You had COVID, I understand. You have antibodies.
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, we've been lectured again and again to follow the science, right? The Cleveland Clinic
yes.
said if you have COVID, you don't need a vaccine. That just came out in the last week and a half. That's number one. Number two, if people are vaccinated, I thought they're supposed to be protected. So in other words, they made their decision. So it should make no difference what your decision is, should it?
No, I completely agree with you. If they took that vaccine and they feel safe about it, then they shouldn't worry about if we had it or not. And the Cleveland Clinic did a great research article, and I had COVID last summer. I do not need that vaccine, and Methodist did not care about that. That was not an option at all.
Yeah, Mr. Woodfill, I'm a little surprised that they threw this out of court, because this to me is a basic, you know, right to medical privacy case. This is about individual choice in life. Everyone else, we're told, if you get the vaccine, you're protected. So they have every other person, they have their responsibility to make their own decision, right?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Sean. You know, for the first time in the history of our country, we have an employer saying to their employees, as a condition of employment, you have to participate in a vaccine trial. You have to take an experimental vaccine. We think this is completely inconsistent with the law, both federal statutes and the Code of Federal Regulations. But I think what makes this even more egregious is that folks like Jennifer, the heroes that I represent, they were the individuals on the front line during the height of the pandemic. They were the individuals that we celebrated. And as a result of their service, she contracted COVID-19. She recovered and recuperated, and at the time we said, go, girl, go. But here we are today. Methodist Hospital says, you won't submit to or participate in our vaccine trial. Here's your pink slip, sentencing her to bankruptcy. And that's just plain wrong, and that's why we're standing up.
Jennifer, you, I think your lawyer brings up a great point. You were on the front lines as a nurse the entire time. Mm-hmm. Every day you went to work, you knew you were putting your own health at risk, but you did it anyway. You ended up contracting the virus. Now the Cleveland Clinic says if you had it, you don't need the vaccine. I go back to why don't they follow the science as they've been lecturing us to follow?
That is a very good question. Methodist is, I believe they have their own agenda. I do not know exactly why they're doing this. I can only assume it could be for a power or a money hungry right now, but they need to follow the proper science because we do not need to be vaccinated if we had COVID. And we worked so hard last year. I mean, we were there through thick and thin when we had no help. I mean, it was horrible. And these people that are putting forth these rules right now for us and kicking us to the curb, they weren't there. They weren't even in the building to be seen for months. They were staying at home while we were doing all the work.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, where is the next stop in the court system, attorney?
Well, you know, the trial judge ruled against us, and we've already appealed. We're going to the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. We'll get a ruling there, and whomever is not successful, we'll take it to the United States Supreme Court. Because, Sean, this is a question that needs to be answered, not just for Jennifer and the employees at Methodist, but also for employers and employers all across the country. So I think it's a very important case of first impression that's going to set legal precedent for folks all across this country.
Jennifer, I'm sorry you've had to go through this. It's unfair. I hope you win this case in court. And also thank you, like all the people in the health industry that put their lives on the line to help everybody during the pandemic. You're a hero. We thank you for all that you've done, and you deserve better than this.
Thank you
for sharing your story tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, she is a wonderful nurse, and she caught COVID-19 too. During the process of nursing some of those patients there at Houston Methodist, Baytown, I think is where she was a nurse at. But coming up next is her interview, Jennifer Bridges again, but this one with an extended interview with Alex Jones. Here we go next.
So we will be terminated in about a week, but that's completely okay. None of us on this lawsuit and a great deal others do not want to take this experimental shot right now. This thing is dangerous. At first, we were just fighting for, you know, to have more research on board. But now what I've seen with my own eyes is very scary. This shot has been just making so many severe adverse reactions happen between patients and employees. I mean, we've seen everything from major blood clotting disorders to hemorrhaging, unfortunately, miscarriages, stillbirth, even death. And like you said, they're not being made to report about it, even talk about it. They won't even document it. So the public isn't even aware these things are happening, so they're not giving the proper informed consent for it. Within just a couple days of that shot, everything from minor stuff, from headaches, ringing of the ears, but then it goes into numbness throughout the body. Some of these last for months. We've seen people that they can't even move their hands. They have to go seek treatment. It's like a flare-up of like rheumatoid arthritis. Major blood clots. I've seen that more than anything. We're not just one, but someone will have several blood clots in their lungs and in their legs at the same time. And then we've seen a lot of miscarriages, severe hemorrhaging, even death. And it's so sad because there's even some nurses I work right next to that were pregnant and they didn't know these risk factors and they took the shot and they lost their baby. They had a miscarriage from this because nobody is being forced to tell these people the risk factors involved. There's no proper informed consent. So everybody's just making this false statement that it's so safe, just take the shot, and it's not. Ever since the beginning, he has lied to his staff. He lies to the public. It is not safe. And if it is safe, then he needs to back it. He needs to put his money where his mouth is because he forces us to sign a waiver saying Methodist is not held liable for adverse reactions before they make us take the shot. So if it's 100% safe, why do you have to sign a waiver to protect them?
And that's the key to all of this. They're having everybody sign a waiver because they know you're awake to this coerced damage. That waiver's not going to stand up. And then did you notice Fauci a month ago in hearings said that around half of the NIH has accepted the vaccine? They don't want it either. So when half the people that designed it don't want it, what does that tell you?
That tells you a lot right there. There is no system in play to report this. And even if we try to talk about it, like I even had an employee take the shot and immediately after she had to be rushed to the ER because her vital signs shot up. She had a hard time breathing. And even when she got there, they told her it wasn't an adverse reaction. They told her it was an intolerance to the medication, which is a complete lie. So whenever you even bring it up, talk about it, they try to discredit you. And right away, they try to push it to the side like, oh, no, it's not an adverse reaction. And there's nowhere at the hospital for us to even document this, talk about it. So as nurses, if we're strong enough to stand up, because a lot of them are very scared, we'll go on the VAERS website ourselves just to document what we saw. But that's the only way we have to do it because the hospital's not doing anything else about it.
Our next guest is another amazing lady taking action, Jennifer Bridges. Here is the Texas Monthly headline. She's leading the fight against mandatory vaccines in Texas. She also happens to be a nurse. And you just had a federal judge, but that's okay because that's happened to Trump and others. It'll get overturned. Judge dismisses lawsuit by Houston hospital employees over COVID-19. Over 100 nurses, 117 employees, filed a lawsuit saying you shouldn't be able to make us take an experimental shot to have our job. Or the hospital should have liability and say, hey, you're going to make us do a medical procedure, then you're liable. Oh, no, we're not liable either. And then all the issues that she's reporting on, that medical journals are reporting as well, of the major side effects they're then told to cover up. So there's not just her whistleblowing and suing and fighting back on this front for all of us as a warrior of justice, literally. I mean, that's what we need to do. But also she's blowing the whistle on them saying cover up adverse reactions. So we really appreciate another hero joining us, Jennifer Bridges, GoFundMe.com. Just a search engine her name and support her because they're trying to fire her right now. And we're going to have her for the rest of the hour. I appreciate her getting on with us. We're only about 3 minutes from break. Wow, where do you want to start? So much information.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on here. Are you able to see me okay?
I can. I see you great. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, but no, this has been an amazing battle ever since the beginning. You know, unfortunately, the judge did dismiss it yesterday, or the day before, I'm sorry, but we're appealing it, and we are taking it all the way up to the Supreme Court. So this fight is only just the beginning. This is going to be huge, and we need to set the precedents for the rest of the nation.
Well, that's right. So get into what's happening, what spurred you to do this, and also your other discoveries.
Oh, definitely. Basically, long story short, they tried to bribe us with a $500 bribe to take this vaccine. Then pretty quickly after that, they made it mandated that if we didn't take it by the 7th of June, we would be suspended for 2 weeks unpaid, and then we would be terminated. So we fought that part, but we didn't win. So we will be terminated in about a week, but that's completely okay. None of us on this lawsuit and a great deal others do not want to take this experimental shot right now. This thing is dangerous. At first, we were just fighting for, you know, to have more research on board. But now what I've seen with my own eyes is very scary. This shot has been just making so many severe adverse reactions happen between patients and employees. I mean, we've seen everything from major blood clotting disorders to hemorrhaging, unfortunately, miscarriages, stillbirth, even death. And like you said, they're not being made to report about it, even talk about it. They won't even document it. So the public isn't even aware these things are happening, so they're not giving the proper informed consent for it.
That is incredible. I want to come back and give you the floor to talk about the beginning, simply wanting your medical rights. It's experimental, violates Nuremberg Code. You're a nurse. You know that. It wasn't FDA tested. It was given emergency authorization. I want to walk through just what happened, what went on, the lawsuit, and then I saw clips of you on the High Wire with Dale Bigtree and others talking about now they're saying, hey, don't report this. So that's where the real criminal activity is going on. And all we need is district attorneys and others to stand up where the FBI won't and start indicting people. Because if hospitals know they're doing harm and they're saying, hey, don't talk about that seizure, don't talk about that miscarriage, that's where we can get them. They can try to give the vaccine makers liability protection. But at the end of the day, those that are helping cover up what happened have committed crimes, and they need to get in trouble to stop this. So we're going to come right back to you, an amazing hero, Jennifer Bridges, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Jennifer Bridges is a Houston Methodist nurse fighting against the hospitals mandatory vaccine policy. And she's here with us now. I've got a quote here from ABC News. Hospital CEO Dr. Mark Boom sent out a letter in April to staffers announcing the employees have to be vaccinated by June 7th. Please see the HR policy that outlines the consequences of not being compliant by June 7th, which indicates suspension and eventually termination. The letter, which was included in the lawsuit, stated. So, starve to death if you don't take this experimental shot. But then the nurses, she was just getting this, she just joined us. Before they're like, hey, we just need our rights. Now they're like, whoa, we're seeing what it's doing. And then we're being told don't talk about it. So start wherever you'd like, go over it all. But that is so huge.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. It's been so huge this whole time. I started off basically just trying to fight for the employees' rights because everybody has been terrified of Methodists like this whole time. No one has wanted to speak up. And that's what initially made me do this. And I had a meeting originally back in the middle of April with my own entity from Baytown, my CEO and CNO, just to try to reason with them and try to have some kind of compromise. You know, just let us wear N95s. Whatnot, and they wouldn't. They were so mean in this meeting. My own CEO even looked at me and he said 100% vaccination is more important than our individual autonomy, which is huge. You can't say that to a nurse. Like, that's what our whole job is, using our own autonomy and our own skill to take care of patients. So from the get-go, I knew they weren't going to budge, but I contacted the news media. I made an online petition, everything to try to just make them, you know, just change something, just work with us. But they wouldn't do anything. So that's when I reached out for legal help. And luckily, just the word of mouth, you know, the news media, everything has gotten so good to get us all connected. And right now there's 117 people on board this lawsuit, but we've had so many phone calls. We're literally about to add another 70 people onto this lawsuit. So, but before
you're forming a coalition of people. And as this society splits like this, people that are guinea pigs, people that aren't, they're going to have hospitals that aren't like this and hospitals that are. We'll see which ones are more healthy. I want to get to what you've witnessed, though, with patients and why it's hardened your stance against these forced inoculations. Tell us what's happening there.
Well, not only the patients, so the patients that come in after receiving the shot, but then also the employees that are forced to get it.
Exactly. Tell us, as a medical professional, what you're witnessing.
Oh, yes. Within just a couple days of that shot, everything from minor stuff, from headaches, ringing in the ears, but then it goes into numbness throughout the body. Some of these last for months. We've seen people that they can't even move their hands. They have to go seek treatment. It's like a flare-up of, like, rheumatoid arthritis. Major blood clots. I've seen that more than anything. We're not just one, but someone will have several blood clots in their lungs and in their legs at the same time. And then we've seen a lot of miscarriages, severe hemorrhaging, even death. And it's so sad because there's even some nurses I work right next to that were pregnant and they didn't know these risk factors and they took the shot and they lost their baby. They had a miscarriage from this because nobody is being forced to tell these people the risk factors involved. There's no proper informed consent. So everybody's just making this false statement that it's so safe, just take the shot, and it's not.
Well, it's funny you just raised that because my producer handed me this article, you know, 5 minutes ago. Out of ABC News that I just quoted, where the CEO, Mr. Boom, says a lie that this was tested and approved by the FDA. He says it's unfortunate that a few remaining employees who refuse to get vaccinated put our patients first are responding this way. He said in a statement sent to ABC News, it's legal for healthcare institutions to mandate vaccines, as we have done with the flu vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine has been proven through rigorous trials to be safe and effective and not experimental. It was approved as an experimental vaccine officially. So that is an incredible lie.
Yes, ever since the beginning, he has lied to his staff. He lies to the public. It is not safe. And if it is safe, then he needs to back it. He needs to put his money where his mouth is because he forces us to sign a waiver saying Methodist is not held liable for adverse reactions before they make us take the shot. So if it's 100% safe, why do you have to sign a waiver to protect them?
And that's the key to all of this. They're having everybody sign a waiver because they know you're awake to this coerced damage. That waiver's not going to stand up. And then did you notice Fauci a month ago in hearings said that around half of the NIH has accepted the vaccine? They don't want it either. So when half the people that designed it don't want it, what does that tell you?
That tells you a lot right there. And the fact that he admitted that is amazing. And everything's starting to unravel. Everything's starting to come out. And the amount of support that we've gotten throughout the country and across the whole world, so many countries has reached out to me. So we're basically just trying to get everybody's help and just empower everybody to stand up and fight for their rights. Because nobody should have to go through this, and everybody's scared. And the more people we get across the world to stand up and fight for this, we're going to fight back. It's power in numbers. And I love this picture you're showing right now, because on the 26th of this month, in 2 weekends, we're holding an even bigger protest in front of Houston Methodist downtown on Fannin Street, just to show that we are not backing down and we want them to know.
By the way, I'm going to be with you there. Everybody should come to this. It's the Fight for Our Rights rally, and that's June 26, 2011, 11 a.m., 6560 Fannin Street, Houston, Texas. Everybody better be there. This is the tip of the spear worldwide. The whole world's watching.
Yes, yes. And I wanted to invite you. I would love for you to come to our protest that day. Can you make it?
Yes, ma'am. I just said I'm going to be there.
Ah, I am so excited.
I'm excited to be with you 110%. And just listen, as you said, your leadership, no matter what happens in your case, is getting others to look, others to investigate, and forcing light on what's happening. They just want us to, like automatons, accept what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody needs to accept this. They need to stand up. We need to make them accountable for it. That's why we are appealing and going all the way to the Supreme Court right now. Can you please, when you come, will you bring your vehicle?
I told you, barring a death in the family, I'm going to be there. How do people contact you? How do they get organized with you with just everything you're doing? Because in the age of big tech censorship, it's key for people to get primary contact points. What's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, right now there's a few different ways. I'm working with a production company, and it's cgtvproduction.com/projects. And we just signed on with them, so they're helping out. And this week we're actually creating a website to where people can get on board if they want to donate besides the GoFundMe. We're going to have T-shirts. We're going to start managing this website very well. But since it's just the beginning, that is actually in the works right now. And there's also an event coming up July 24th. It's a worldwide rally where I'm going to be a speaker at that as well. That'll be in Houston.
That's right. We need to scare these globalists and show massive financial support for every person that stands up in defense of life and against illegal Nuremberg-violating secret experimentation on a mass scale that's now public. This is Joseph Mengele level, and when it all comes down to it, we're going to have Nuremberg trials. The individuals that did this will pay. They will pay the ultimate price. This is under the Nuremberg Code is execution. But we're going to let the courts do it once we take the country back. Jennifer Bridges is fighting back. We live in incredibly exciting times, very dangerous times. All right, I've had the crew working on a big subject today that they've been researching and documenting and vetting. And unfortunately, it's coming out as real. And everything we cover here is heart-stopping at this point. This is such a surreal situation. I'm not going to cover this till the start of the next hour. But corporations are now doing actuaries to be replacing their vaccinated employees within 3 years. And they're just being told by the corporate bosses, just get rid of them. You have to get rid of them off the insurance rolls within 3 years. You see, these very vaccines kill rats within 6 months. With a human, they think that's about the equivalent of 5 years. There's already an article up on Infowars.com about it, but we've got video and more. And I've got insurance actuaries that talk about the world population being 5 billion by 2030 and the U.S. population being 160 million. And people go, well, why are they? And the actuaries have been accurate so far. So why do they have this big decline going on? And then I've got a nurse on. It's not just what she's saying, and I trust her. She's a good nurse, good background. They've had the whole leftist media try to find something on her. They can't. She's a great lady. She's seeing it herself. Like, how do you know a rattlesnake bites you, it has venom, you get sick? People know that's venom, it's a rattlesnake. But, oh, no, and it's a shot, we're not supposed to say that, we don't know. But I have the studies. I have the reports. I have the top scientists. I have the Nobel Prize winner for virology. Saying all these, the virus vector shot and the mRNA shots, make your body attack the virus coding. They've never done a vaccine like that. Well, the vaccine coding is a common protein. They're like, what is that going to do? It's going to attack your body. And a lot of different ways. So, Jennifer Bridges, this is just, what is it like for you? I mean, go through the process of, they come and say you got to take this. Okay. Then they want to give you money to do it. And then you ask, and now you see all the literature coming out. But then you don't just see literature like I do. You're watching it live time. You said not just with the patients, but the staff at the Methodist Hospital. Describe what's that. I mean, watch them losing babies, getting sick, having hemorrhages, what that's like.
Oh, it's horrible. It is so horrible. I try to educate my patients. Well, when I was able to work there, but of course I'm no longer there, but I would educate them. They would ask me for my advice. But it was hard being there because they were constantly bullying us, pressuring us, trying to get us to stop talking. The way they treated us there was horrible. Just the amount of bullying, not just through emails, but in person. They tried to scare people so hard there. But when you see this stuff with your own eyes and then you speak to the patient, right before I left, I had this patient literally with 5 blood clots in her system. 30-something-year-old, completely healthy, nothing wrong with her, right? And I asked her and I said, you know, did you take the Pfizer shot? And she said, yeah, I just took it 4 days ago. And my eyes just got huge. So it confirmed why this poor woman had all these blood clots. And I told her that and she had no clue. These people are getting so sick, almost close to death, if not dying, and they don't even have a clue it's from this vaccine. They have no idea. And that is so disheartening because how can you tell people something's safe, make them stick it in their body, unknowingly, then when things happen, they don't even have a clue as to why it happened.
Well, because they're so trusting. I see these videos like a lady was paralyzed, neck down. She goes, well, they tell me it's the vaccine, but I do it again for other people. And then they admit the vaccine isn't even protecting you because it's such a common virus. This is nuts.
Yes. Yes, it is insane. And that's two of the biggest lies, that it's perfectly safe, which we've proven it is not. But most doctors and most companies are not reporting this, so the normal public doesn't even know. And then they lie to you and they say, this is how you're going to save everybody, you're going to keep from getting COVID. And that's a flat-out lie, too, because I've seen many of patients and employees who were fully vaccinated like months ago, and guess what? They're coming down with COVID. So not only is the vaccine potentially dangerous, but it's not even protecting you. So the risks versus the benefits is just doesn't even add up. And they've already proven that under 70 years old, the basically you have like a 1-point-something% chance of even dying from this. So it's like there's no reason to even take this vaccine for the majority of the public out there.
I was talking to crew during the break, and they were all just marveling as it mounts every day. It becomes ridiculous how deadly this is. And I go, what is it? And the crew goes, it's an IQ test. It's like a sick game where they get people to opt in to basically maiming themselves.
Yes, no, I would agree with you because I kind of call it people who drink the Kool-Aid. People who drink the Kool-Aid just listen to whatever the government, whatever the media, whatever people tell them to do, and they just jump on board. But people have to step back and realize, like, all these states now, they're offering lotteries, they're giving incentives. If people are literally paying you $1 million or giving you free education, all this stuff to get you to take a shot, that's a little unheard of. Like, never has that been done before. So people need to wake up. They need
and I'll tell you what sounds crazy. Since you're a nurse, you know more about this than I do, but I read where they stop the AstraZeneca shot in Europe. They stop the Pfizer shot in China. They do all this, and then they go, oh, you're crazy. No one's got a problem when it's been banned in hundreds of countries, and they all say blood clots, heart attacks, strokes from bleed out, hemorrhages, and the nurses and doctors are all saying the same thing, and top scientists warned, hey, if you attack the protein of this virus that's in the body, your body's going to attack itself. We're not rocket scientists. We're just genetic scientists, and they still do it. That's what's weird about this was Wolfgang Wodarg, the head advisor of the EU in December, filed an emergency deal saying this will happen, and it did. That's what's crazy about this.
Yes, but here I swear it's all about the money. They are gaining so many billions of dollars off of COVID and off of this vaccine. And I have the proof, and even with Methodist, how much money they've made off of COVID with this vaccine, their funding. It's insane. Literally a year ago, Methodist was in a deficit. And now they have so much money, they can afford to all bribe us with a $500 bonus. And they even bought new ground, and they're building a brand new hospital in Cyprus. So in 1 year's time, they have gained a fortune of money.
Well, that's because the hospitals are now going to absorb and kill everybody. They're the depopulation centers now, so of course they're expanding. And again, it's like big companies have trillions to buy up houses at 50% above what they're worth, and they've got unlimited, because it's all fiat money, you understand? This is all just made-up digital money the banks have that nobody else has. So they're literally, it's going to cause massive inflation, but they don't care because they're strategically giving it to intubate people, $50,000, kill somebody, even more money. Exactly. They're making the economy an economy based on death.
Yes, it definitely seems like it right now. And the fact that the truth is just being hidden from everybody in the public, when you add everything up to what they're doing, that's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, none of it makes any bit of sense.
Well, everybody's getting the paper trail together. A well-known talk show host, I'll leave it at that, I forgot to send this to my producer, sent me a link that I hadn't even followed, and I looked at it this morning for like an hour, and all the homeless groups in Austin are making over $500 million a year catering to the homeless, but the homeless don't even get the money. So that's why the leftist groups in L.A., New York, Austin say, come here, because they sign them all up and get all this grant money. They're making like $100,000-$200,000 a piece off every homeless person as a mentally ill, at-needs person, and then giving them none of the services. So they're basically milk cowing, farming these people. Isn't that nuts? I mean, the average, even a low-level social worker out of college is making $150,000 a year. But you're doing it to destroy your own college, your own culture, your own country.
Yes, and I actually go to Austin all the time. I love Austin. And after all that started, the amount of homeless people you have there and just everything going on, and now you're telling me about the money too, that is just obscene. Like, why not help them? Why not get them off the streets instead of all of that?
Well, that's it, but that's what I'm saying. It's totally, like you said, the hospitals get tax exemption, billions of dollars, $53,000 for every person intubated, and it was the same all over the world. Well, that's why they were intubating people, didn't even need it, and they were dying because they created a UN-incentivized medical directive that we then followed that then made money up into these corporations. So they made money while they depopulated us. This is incredible. Jennifer Bridges, final segment with her. She's got the rally coming up. We're going to tell you about that. She's fighting back. You should too. And then I'm going to be hosting in the fourth hour. We've got the biggest COVID news yet about to break. When they're going to hit you, they're going to hit you. And I've studied this up one side and down the other. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so do we. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Jennifer Bridges is our guest. I'm going to take 15 minutes the next hour, then the great Gerald Flint is going to take over. Here's the headlines that are on Infowars.com. We're going to be covering these two dovetail together. First autopsy of COVID-vaccinated patient found spike proteins in every organ of the body. And they also did autopsies of people that died of COVID. It would just be localized the lungs or the heart. This was the virus producing protein in the body from the inoculation. Incredible major study. Canadian man loses over 6 feet of intestine after blood clot caused by COVID vaccine. Corporate recruiter warns, so this is the big breaking news. And I checked this. I read this. I went and looked it up. This lady's a major corporate recruiter. I went and looked at her whole background. She's who she says she is. They're being told actuary and create a list and phase out all employees after 3 years that have had the shot because they're going to, quote, be moving on. And they're telling them not with retirement. They're just moving on. So they believe within 3 years that those people are going to start dying. That's how some people will grow the protein right away. It'll kill them in 2 days. But most people, it's going to grow slow. They tested already in humans in China and other things. So this is a really sick system that's meant to weigh down the hospitals, bankrupt the rest of the culture. The hospitals, remember the Rockefellers, they'll suck all the money up while we're collapsing and dying. Incredibly diabolical plan. And now they're announcing neurological disorders and all these problems are exploding. And Jennifer Bridges, you witnessed this for yourself. Because you were saying, but the shot started, what, 6 months ago? At first, you're like, well, we just want to have questions, but I don't know if it worries your mouth. You're saying suddenly you saw the carnage, and that's when you guys got really concerned.
Yes, yes. We got even more concerned when that happened. And it's not just me, but all the other nurses across all of Methodist, there's 8 hospitals, they're all calling me from different areas, just telling me what they're seeing, what they're witnessing. And it's just, it's horrible. I mean, nobody should have to go through this. I mean, we're all trying to stand together and we're all trying to fight. Because the only place you can go to right now is that VAERS website where you can see the adverse reactions. But I bet to say that's literally maybe 10 to 20% of what's actually going on because nobody's made to report these. They need to have a system in play to where anyone who takes that shot, if anything happens to them within the next week or so, it should be reported. And they're claiming, and most of the time the doctors are like, oh, well, that had nothing to do with the shot. And it's so bull because if you just had the shot in a couple days ago, why wouldn't it? Like, how can they just assume it doesn't? It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen.
I mean, I've also seen, like, the graphs of VAERS. It's something like, there's more reporting this year, the last 20 years before. It's just off the chart. It goes straight up.
Yes, there's more reporting on this vaccine than ever in history. I mean, they have never had a vaccine. Well, I don't even like calling this a vaccine because it's really not. But compared to the flu, compared to every other vaccine out there, they have never had the amount of death rates, the amount of adverse reactions as they are in this one. And it's still the emergency use authorization, so it's technically still in the trial experimental phase. So the fact that they're even mass distributing it is unheard of. They've never done that in the history ever.
Where do you expect all this to go? I mean, Bill Gates and others admitted they want to depopulate people, and then they're trying to make us take the shots?
Yes. Well, that's really scary. That's what I tell people is use your common sense because this is a medical thing. Somebody for like Bill Gates to be behind it who has no medical background, knows nothing about medical. Why would he be funding this? Why would he be behind this and supporting it?
Well, by the way, that graph looks like what happened at 2 a.m. after they closed all the polling places for Joe Biden. I mean, if that isn't fraud, if that isn't death, for TV viewers, look at the VAERS reporting since the 80s. And now look where it is right now. I mean, oh, my goodness.
Yes. People have to look for the red flags, use their common sense, and start doing their own research. And you have to dig deeper now because if you just Google it, you're not going to find the proper research because everybody's trying to hide it. They're sticking to this huge agenda right now.
Absolutely. They got a lot of excuses and tricks how they train reporters to lie. And they always have some simple sounding reason, but then later they lie about everything. It's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree.
I saw you in an interview. Again, I see so many, it all blurs, but you and many other nurses I've seen are talking about the fact that they specifically come and try to keep you from reporting it. How do they do that?
Well, basically at Methodist, there is no system in play to report this. And even if we try to talk about it, like I even had an employee take the shot and immediately after she had to be rushed to the ER because her vital signs shot up. She had a hard time breathing. And even when she got there, they told her it wasn't an adverse reaction. They told her it was an intolerance to the medication, which is a complete lie. So whenever you even bring it up, talk about it, they try to discredit you. And right away, they try to push it to the side like, oh, no, it's not an adverse reaction. And there's nowhere at the hospital for us to even document this, talk about it. So as nurses, if we're strong enough to stand up, because a lot of them are very scared, we'll go on the VAERS website ourselves just to document what we saw. But that's the only way we have to do it because the hospital's not doing anything else about it.
Because they've got a motive to cover it up.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree
with
that.
You've got your event coming up on June 26. That's very important. I'm going to be there. Well, I'll have you back up for a full hour next week. I'd love for you to come up with Harrison Smith and the American Journal weekday mornings. I would love to get you up on all our shows to keep warning people, Jennifer Bridges. People should really support you. GoFundMe.com. Just to search Jennifer Bridges in there to support her, to support others with her real leadership role. So thank you so much for joining us. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I'm so excited about this protest, but one more thing, we're actually working on a book right now Because everybody's interested how I got in this position, how I got it this far, and what I did. Because initially, I pretty much...
Oh, yeah, this is all information warfare. We've got to get the truth out every way.
Yes, yes. So we're working on this book right now, and this is going to help me, actually, because I have no source of income right now. So once this is published and sent out, I would love to send you a copy.
1,000,000%. When they destroy us for doing the right thing, we don't just go die in a ditch. We build the new economy. Because the globals are taking the economy over. We all have to support each other and build our new economy together. Thank you so much, and please come on again next week to promote the rally. Amazing. Thank you.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Finishing out this first hour is Stu Peters with some really breaking news on January 6th and the conspiracy of who put that together. Here we go next with Stu Peters.
Now, there are FBI agents and federal agents all over January 6th. They're all over the place. And they were. One of the persons who corroborated this was there. They set this up. They needed a thing because everybody wanted to stand up and use this. It's the same thing with the bombers, the bombs that were placed.
Listen to this now.
And the FBI knows who they are, because I'll put it right out here publicly. I know who they are. And I can tell you that the person who transported the bomber and the devices has a direct connection to the DOJ.
Who is it?
They were both taking their orders. What's that?
Who is it?
He's related to a DOJ official.
Do you want to name these people?
Not that one. Not yet. But he's related to a very high-ranking judge. Pelosi, who was masterminding this stuff, really stepped out from behind the curtain to do this. Normally she works through passes, and she did to an extent on this one. But she didn't trust anybody to get it right. She even called in the orders to get someone to sacrifice.
I really, really hope that you paid very close attention to this. Not only has the bomber been identified, the FBI knows who it was that transported these bombs, who transported the bombers. There are pictures of these people. Now, the current congressional sergeant at arms, promoted by Nancy Pelosi, former Major General William J. Walker, has been implicated in orchestrating the execution of Ashley Babbitt by providing to Nancy Pelosi, at her request, encrypted military-grade communications. It's like this waterfall. It's like, what is the old saying? Like you're drinking through a garden hose. It's more like a fire hydrant now, as these waterfalls of proof and these mountainous just piles of information and evidence become exposed. And, you know, the term fight back, all this fight back stuff that we keep on talking about, it doesn't have to be like that. If you fight back, you're on the defensive. And it is time for us now to go on the defensive, to take this information that we have, because the takeover is on and these globalists will absolutely stop at nothing to complete their mission. And they know that they're running out of time. It's Stu Peters from StuPeters.tv here. Happy to be with you on this final hour of the Alex Jones Show every Friday. It is really, truly an honor to spend my Friday afternoons with you, but I am closely in contact with people who are at the highest levels of government, people both in the government and the private sector, people in the military, and I have conversations with these people. Now, we have a lot of stuff to break here today and a very short amount of time to do it, so stick with me for this hour, because we're going to try to jam it all in here. I was texting last night. I'm going to protect this person's anonymity. But I was asking this person whether or not Trump lost his military support. And what I was referring to was Trump losing his military support before January 20th. What this person thought I was referring to was whether or not Trump had military support to run originally on this in 2016. So we kind of got a little bit mixed up. But Trump's closest advisors, what you need to understand, a lot of people ask, why did Trump just walk away? Why didn't he do anything with Section 230? Why does he continue to promote these jabs? You have to stop thinking about this in a light of you and your individual family and how this impacts you, because you have to make these decisions based on the information that you have. Whether or not you go out and get inoculated with this poison that we have now exposed as a bioweapon, I don't know why you would ever do that to yourself. And you should be at the top of every hill in your town, standing on top of the highest roof anywhere and grabbing the loudest bullhorn you have and going everywhere that you possibly can and warning everybody exactly what this thing is. That is your patriotic duty to your brothers and sisters in Christ and to your fellow Americans and really global citizens, as this thing is not just an effort here in the United States, but Fauci and Gates and the global cabal has a concerted effort all the way around the world to try to incapacitate you. Now, I used to say this was the plan for depopulation and they're going to kill you. Well, in a certain respect, that is true. But being the most rich or the most powerful man on the face of the planet with nobody else on it but you seems kind of meaningless. So really what this is about subservience. They want to reign and control. And as we see this inoculation continue to roll out and more quote-unquote variants coming, we have this Delta BS now, more fear-mongering by these Satanist globalists. As we see this thing progress and more people get inoculated, what we're going to end up with is we're going to end up with teenagers, 15 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old, suffering with dementia, being physically incapacitated. And that's going to require you to support these people. And insurance is not going to cover it. We already know that because these people have already said everybody that takes this thing as part of an experiment. This is a trial. And so you're not going to be covered by your insurance companies. You're not going to be able to go after Moderna, not after Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, or anybody else that wants to put their hands in the pot. So Trump's closest advisors had cut him off from the military and military support before January 20th. Now, he sent cash over to the Pentagon to have another avenue of contact with the military, but they cut that off as well. So his position and his control and his support by the military was very much unknown at the time that he left. And this is coming from somebody who is directly, I don't want to say associated with, but right in the middle of all of it. This is a very reliable source who I have vetted, who I deem to be 100% credible. Now, I'm in close contact with a source that I trust tremendously. And again, I'm going to protect the anonymity of that person that I was exchanging these text messages with last evening. But I want to illustrate for you how realistic a return to office is for President Trump and why he just walked away. It's my opinion that Donald J. Trump is the ultimate white hat. And while others are disputing or pontificating or shedding their opinions around social media and the Twitter sphere and everywhere else that it's fake about the reason why he left or why he didn't act on 230 and why he continues to push the jab, it's my thought process to look at this at a reality from Trump's perspective in a time of war, because that is where we are. If it's not completely evident to you, Joe Biden just told you today that he's going to nuke you if you should put up any resistance to his globalist takeover. So I want to refer you to one of the first text messages that I received that I thought would be appropriate for you guys to look at today, that I'm protecting the anonymity of this person. But he said, when I was asking about Trump's military support, he said, I thought you meant military support to run for president. If you meant the January 20th time period, again, his closest advisors had cut him off from the military and the military support. He sent cash over to the Pentagon to have another avenue of contact with the military, but they cut that off as well. So his position and control and support of the military was very much unknown at the time that he left. So think about that. Think about exactly what that means. If Trump doesn't have the support of the military at that time, if he doesn't really know how much support he has, we've already been told that top military commanders denied his request for military presence to be there on the 6th of January. That was part of the setup. That was on purpose. The military could not be there. As a matter of fact, they had to act against him. And the only people that could do that were the top commanders. And in the next segment, we're going to get into exactly who it was that was responsible for that. So I mentioned to this source that is close to the situation, who, again, I trust indefinitely, I mentioned to him that it appeared to me, and here I go with my tinfoil hat conspiracy theories, but listen, I worked in the private sector of law enforcement for almost two decades. I chased very wanted, very violent people wanted for crimes against persons, and I jailed them for 18 years, very successfully. But I did hear that after Biden takes away all the guns or introduces legislation seriously restricting them, that Kamala is going to come on strong and remove him, or he'll take a bow out for health reasons, but he's on his way out. So if you are still able to screw around on Twitter, if you're still over there, you might know who John Here to Help is. His name is Dr. John McGreevy, and he actually wrote about this months ago. And basically, essentially, what he came to the conclusion of is what we talk about here all the time, is that Biden is a Trojan horse. He'll sign anything that is put in front of him. So they'll use him to sign and enact the most restrictive legislation, especially when it comes to gun control. That way, when she comes in, when Kamala comes in, she can look like the voice of reason, despite the fact that Kamala Harris is quite possibly the most radical progressive ever to occupy a Senate seat. She'll still look like the voice of reason as compared to what they're making Joe Biden do now. These globalist handlers that have propped him up and put him there against the will of the majority of Americans. And so she's taking the middle road right now. She's sort of the deal maker. Is that's how they'll present this, is that she's working with both sides. So it's a way to cut down on her radical image, but still get what they want. And this is being telegraphed. It's right out in the wide open. Over at StuPeters.tv today, we published an article specifically about this. There are very sneaky maneuvers being performed by Kamala, but they're not sneaky at all. She's being caught at every turn. Now, we're going to break all kinds of extremely important pieces of information over the course of this next hour. I got about 30 seconds left here, but you need to listen. You need to carefully pay attention. We know the virus was engineered, and we know by whom. We know the insurrection was set up. And we know who the deep state is, how they orchestrated everything. But until just yesterday, we didn't know specifically who it was, and now we do. We know about a high-ranking military general and how he denied Trump's request for military assistance with security on the 6th. But you guys, this gets really, really deep. I'm going to play a tape recording for you here shortly. This tape recording should go all the way to the highest levels of government, and that's coming up next. It's not hard to believe how Alex Jones looks so good every day with the production staff here at InfoWars. My name is Stu Peters at StuPeters.tv is where you can find me in my ear over the break. I was reminded by one of the extremely intuitive, attention-to-detail-oriented, trained observers here at InfoWars. You know, Biden has brought this up in times past. They have telegraphed this whole thing about dementia. And, you know, remember 6 months ago when everybody looked at this guy like he was crazy when he said, soon hospitals will be full of dementia patients. And again, he just said it just the other day. If we're paying attention, we don't have to be fighting back. We have to stop the fight back mantra, get off of the defensive and get on the offensive. We have to take the information that we have and get out on the offensive by exposing these people. We're doing nothing but providing all of this exposure information. And now it is time for people like Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rand Paul to start acting on this information. Now, I specifically mentioned to you guys that I had some tapes that I wanted to break. Some tapes that I was going to release to you about the exposure of people at the highest levels of government. And this is the stuff that Senator Ted Cruz specifically and Rand Paul should immediately act with their authority and use their offices to begin doing what they are there to do. I spoke with John Here to Help. That is Dr. John McGreevy. Those of you that don't know, he has been very plugged into the government, the military, and information gathering on behalf of the government. He is absolutely credible. And he was on my show at StuPeters.tv just the other day. And here's the tape.
Now, the thing was, now there are FBI agents, there are federal agents all over January 6th. They were all over the place. And they were. One of the persons who corroborated this was there. They set this up. They needed a thing because everybody wanted to stand up and use this. It's the same thing with the bombers, the bombs that were placed.
Listen to this now.
And the FBI knows who they are, because I'll put it right out here publicly. I know who they are. And I can tell you that the person who transported the bomber and the devices has a direct connection to the DOJ.
Who is it?
And they were both taking their orders. What's that?
Who is it?
Is related to a DOJ official.
Do you want to name these people?
Not that one. Not yet. But it is related to a very high-ranking judge. Anyway, so they know who they are, but it's more valuable to them to keep the myth going. Oh, this is a terrorist, a white terrorist. And there's a bomber out there, so we have to keep our building closed. I mean, they're placing bombs. We could be a victim. And they know who it is. They supplied the crappy device that didn't work. But, you know, we have to keep boarded up because there's a bomber out there. We can't find them. They know who they are. I got a picture of them on my phone. So they knew all this. And it's just to keep the thing going. Now, Pelosi, who was masterminding this stuff, really stepped out from behind the curtain to do this. Normally she works through Pathies, and she did to an extent on this one. But she didn't trust anybody to get it right. She even called in the orders to get someone to sacrifice. Now, if you get these videotapes, you'll see them going around questioning people, leaving them. They were leaving other people up to the stairs, and they didn't go that far because the noise or whatever scared them. They thought something was wrong. They just backed off and went the other way. You'll see these on there. They finally got someone up there. It's Baba, and you'll see the shooter. And you can actually see in the video, watch it, as I described. You'll see him move forward, back off, move forward, back off, because he's accepting his orders. Who is it? Him? That one? That one? And a lot of people had their faith is covered, things like that. So he wasn't sure who's male, who's female. He had to get an identification of when to shoot. And there's video recording notes because we know who he was talking to, and we know who he was talking through. You could not use the normal communication systems because the officers were all over the place, and there are people who regularly, including reporters, but just general citizens, listen to police scanners and listen to the Capitol Police to find out what's going on, get tidbits and info, whatever. Okay, they know this. This is how they get tips. So you couldn't be talking through there. You couldn't have somebody say on the radio, shoot. Yeah, it would be way too obvious. They also wanted to protect their phones and their transcripts. The FBI's taken all those, but their text messages, things like that. So they were using military encrypted communications. The one who helped set this up, the person who provided a lot of this, Pelosi did not want the FBI coming into her house. You're not going to come into her house and do this and mess it up. Because that's her house, and that's how she refers to it. Her building, her house. She's in charge. She has her own little secret Gestapo police force, and they take the orders. However, they were using, like I said, military communications at the time, and they were provided by a certain person. This person was rewarded for what was done. They helped set everything up. This is the same person who had a duty to protect everything and didn't because of his hatred of Trump and because he saw a way to get inside. And I'm putting this out there because I'm relying on this person's honor. It's a duty to come forward.
So you're not going to name this person?
Well, I'm going to name this one. I'm going to tell you this. I would like to speak to him. Now, I understand your hatred, you're entitled to your opinion. But you swore an oath, same one many of us have, more than once. You were paid off. Okay, you got your ticket on the inside, but you're not. You're not as safe as you think you are. You are a connection between what happened on January 6th, as fake as it is, and the federal agencies and Pelosi. You are a knot that's easily untied. Okay? You have to think of that. And you know how these people are. You don't know the extent of it. He's playing in a league that he's not used to. So I'm speaking to Major General William Walker, the commander of the U.S. National Guard in D.C., and the brand newly promoted Sergeant at Arms, promoted by Nancy Pelosi. So, General, I would never attack our military. I would never besmirch someone who wears the uniform, especially a general officer. I'm asking you, sir, to please stand up and defend us as you have done in the past. It's going to come out. I have heard that all of your private and social communications, email, text, phone calls, everything, have been archived for well over the past year. So I would implore you, sir, to do your duty and come out and defend us once more.
Thank you for listening tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Good night.